On Hope 103.2, an absolute pleasure to have a couple of the guys from Young and Free in the studio. Laura, Aiden, Ben, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So good having you guys. You're just doing so well. The lead single, Where You Are, is out at the moment from the new album, Youth Revival, coming out at the end of the month. Tell us about that song, first of all, because it's just been an absolute hit.
Yeah, I mean, Where You Are, so I guess it's the first single. And pretty much the song is about... It follows kind of a character who is like we all are in life, faced with many options, and he comes to the conclusion in the song that life with Jesus is better than anything else. And so that song, and being where Jesus is the best place that you can be. So that song kind of just, that's what it's about, and it's awesome. And I think that's kind of what we were talking about leading up into this album, like what we wanted this album to be about, was we wanted this to speak to everybody, not just people in church, but all people, and we're all faced with options. So this song was that song.
And it's one... people might have seen on MTV as well. You did a video clip for this one. Gorgeous video. How did it get picked up by MTV and just, you know, distributed by them? That's amazing.
Yeah, we actually have no idea how that happened. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make a music video because obviously it's a great way to kind of get the message out there, and we wanted to kind of explore different expressions, I guess, of creativity and so on. And so I think what happened is actually we were not us personally, but we were like took the music video and to Capitol Records in LA, who distributes our music in the USA. And I think it was someone representing them showed it to MTV and they loved it, which is so encouraging. So for us, it was such a compliment that it would stand alongside today's most popular music. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that for us was, it just blows our mind. And even like just a couple of days ago, my sister-in-law sent me a video of the music video playing on MTV in her living room, like in New York City. So it's still playing today, which is just, it's just amazing.
It's nuts. Yeah. And I think that really speaks to something that I see as a clear intention of you guys as a church, as a group as well, that your music does impact not just church culture, but also mainstream culture. With Youth Revival, the sounds of that so far from the lead single just seem like you really are tapping into what mainstream music are doing, but bringing your own flavor to it. Is that a real intention and something you're working toward?
I think so. Like, I think for us, you know, our music is always, you know, undeniably going to be about Jesus and to glorify Jesus. It's praise and worship music. That's what we're about. That's what, as a church, it's, you know, what we've always been about. And we want to bless the body of Christ. And so we do that through, you know, creating music that serves churches and serves people in their homes and cars and so on. But I think with Youth Revival, we felt a real calling to reach people that we've never reached before. And so intentionally, we have written a few songs that that hopefully will open the door to, I don't know, to wherever. We'll see.
So what are some of the tunes on the new album that we need to be keeping an eye out? What are our first listens?
Well, I mean, you hear it here first. Real Love would be the next song, I guess. We're talking like this?
Yeah.
And then, sure. I mean, a song called Falling Into You.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of them you could keep on your radar. But yeah, Real Love is the next cool thing, I think.
I think Real Love is going to be the next single, and it's one that's really resonated with our youth. And even like we've been kind of releasing previews online over the last couple of days, and there's been so much excitement for that one in particular. But there's some beautiful worship moments as well. I think To My Knees is really beautiful, and another song called Passion. Actually, they're all good. I'm not going to lie. Am I allowed to say that?
You can absolutely say that. And I wonder as well, I think a lot of people listening kind of like the idea that Young and Free really comes out of the house of the church, the life of the church. You guys are the youth of Hillsong. The concept of you being a band and writing songs together can seem a little bit like confusing. They don't know how it works. Mm. How do you choose people from your youth ministry to be part of Young and Free and be included in that sort of songwriting platform space?
Well, it's a real like... you know, inclusive type thing. It's not exclusive. It's not just a few of us. We kind of invite everybody to the table to contribute. So even with the album process, when we were writing songs, you know, Ben and Aiden would organize sessions, and it would include all sorts of people that you have seen and do know so far, and people that you wouldn't know yet. And so it is a very like collaborative type type thing. But obviously we can't have like 400 people singing the songs or touring, you know, when we go out around the world and have that privilege. And so, you know, I think we just choose like key representatives, and that's what we call them. They represent a much bigger story that's happening at home in youth and in church. And so, yeah. And but what's exciting is on this album, we are introducing some new voices that people wouldn't have heard before. And so, yeah, that's really exciting.
And it's cool to see that you're just about to take it on the road. Mm-hmm. Where are you going? What are the plans?
We're going to the USA. Yeah. So we leave on Wednesday. Yeah. And we're going straight to California. We're going to be doing a YouTube event, which is really exciting. So live from the YouTube studios in LA, we're going to do like a little TV show. It's going to be live streaming out to whoever wants to tune in. And then we're going to premiere our DVD. And so that's happening on the 23rd of February at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, LA time. So I think that's roughly
11 a.m.
Yeah, 11 a.m. on Wednesday here. And so I'm so excited for that. And there's been such like great response, like from high schools who are going to like act like shot, like tune in and
yeah, forget maths class. I'm going to watch YouTube with Young and Free.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that. And then we're launching the album in LA and San Fran. We're going to literally play all the new songs. And then, yeah, we're going to Seattle as well, and then we'll be back home. So for color. So.
The whirlwind continues. That's right. Thank you guys so much for joining
us. Laura.
For people who are going to pick up the album, what is the one thing as we finish up that you really want them to take away from it?
Enjoy it. Listen to it. Show your friends.
I think the biggest thing is, like Age just said, is show your friends. You know, like that was our vision for it from the beginning. Is we wanted to create music that would bless people, but also that they would be inclined and compelled to share it with their friends.
Great. So. Well, guys, thank you so much. Love it. Love the new single and looking forward to Youth Revival.